The co-chairs of the governor's global warming task force last week put forward several controversial ideas in hopes of getting the panel to move towards consensus. Roy Thilley and Tia Nelson invited public comments on their proposals. State Representative John Richards is a Democrat from Milwaukee. He praises the co-chairs for speaking out, but Richards says he's leery of their recommendation to cut greenhouse gas emissions by possibly allowing new nuclear power plants in Wisconsin if certain conditions are met.
Well, I think we have to have very strict limits on nuclear power, and people that I talk to are concerned about where we store the nuclear waste, and it still is not something that's been, in my mind, has been completely answered.
The group Wisconsin Environment is submitting comments to the state task force. Director Dan Kohler says Wisconsin needs to be specific on cutting emissions.
So far, this proposal lacks specific emission target reduction levels. And we're suggesting that those targets need to achieve those kind of science-based reductions. So specifically, you know, they need to reduce emissions 15 to 20% by 2020 and 80% by 2050.
Kohler supports taking early action to reduce emissions and fears about making those cuts voluntary. He also wants no changes in what's counted as renewable energy sources, arguing against including large-scale hydroelectric power dams. The Wisconsin Global Warming Task Force will meet again next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.